Let's stay with COVID-19, and the Portfolio Committee on Health is receiving a briefing by the Acting Minister of Health regarding the procurement and progress on the vaccination rollout. It's also been briefed on the state of preparedness for the COVID-19 third wave and on the investigation into the awarding of the Digital Vibes contract. On the line is Eyewitness News political reporter Babalwa Ndenze. Babalwa, good afternoon. So let's start with the vaccine rollout. What has Parliament been told today?
Hi, thanks, Ray. 300,000 Johnson & Johnson vaccines for teachers, I think, at the moment, which are quite the most urgent because we're seeing a lot of infections of educators. So 300,000 already, the flight has already been booked. So tomorrow we can expect that amount of jabs for teachers. So we can also expect another 2.8 million Johnson & Johnson vaccines in quarter two. We're also looking at Pfizer COVAX at 1.3 million that arrived on the 28th of June. So the department, Dr. Tulare of the department, basically gave the committee just an update on these vaccines that will be arriving in the country soon, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson as well as the COVAX facility. So members were really given that detailed information as well as information about, you know, hospitalization, as well as the infection rates in different provinces. And Ray, bad news for, you know, the entire country, according to the department, because there's not a single province that's not seeing a spike in new cases.
That is quite something. Look, it's over 13,000, the last recorded number within 24 hours. So what then has the health department said on the state of preparedness for the third wave? We heard about the Western Cape. They've got a whole plan. What's the rest of the plan?
Well, state of preparedness, the department, Dr. Tulare, again, you know, telling members of the committee that there are, you know, vaccination sites are in place for educators, which will be next. And they're also preparing now for, you know, the 40 plus, you know, individuals like myself, for example, who's almost 40 years old. So they'll be the next category of individuals who can be able to get vaccinated. And the department says these sites are up and ready, especially for this round of educators that will be getting 300,000 tomorrow. There are about 499,000 educators, or according to the department's presentation. So this batch of vaccines arriving tomorrow will almost cover the entire, you know, complement. So that's basically the update on the preparedness from the department, Ray.
Interesting. There is some preparedness there. Eyewitness News parliamentary reporter Babalwa Ndenze.